This is Akashvani, the news read by Priya Badu. The all-party meeting ahead of the budget session of the parliament is underway in New Delhi. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Health Minister J.P. Nadda, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, Congress MPs Jairam Ramesh and Gaurav Gogoi, TMC MP Sudeep Bandi Upadhyay, Samajwadi Party MP Raman Ram Gopal Yadav, BJD MP Sasmit Pratha and DMK MP T.R. Balu, among others, are in attendance at the meeting. During the meeting, the government will seek cooperation from all political parties to ensure a smooth functioning of the parliament session.
साल का पहला पार्लियामेंट सेशन है तो इसका शुरुआत देश का महामहिम राष्ट्रपति जी द्वारा संबोधित करेंगे राष्ट्रपति जी का अभिभाषण के बाद इकोनॉमिक सर्वे पेश होंगे 31 जनवरी को फिर 1 फरवरी को 2025 का बजट पेश किया जाएगा.
The budget session will begin tomorrow with the address of President Draupadi Murmu to a joint sitting of both houses of parliament. After the President's address, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will table the economic survey. Of the session today, News Services Division of Akashvani will bring a special discussion, Sansad Ke Samaksh Mudde and Issues Before Parliament. The program Sansad Ke Samaksh Mudde in Hindi can be heard on 100.1 MHz Akashvani Gold and additional frequencies from 9:30 p.m. today. Issues Before Parliament program in English can be heard at the same time on 102.6 MHz, Akashvani Rainbow and additional frequencies. This program will also be available on our YouTube channel News On Air Official. Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that India will create its own foundational model of AI in the coming months. Briefing media in New Delhi today, Mr. Vaishnav said that India's foundational model will be able to compete with the world's best model. He said a framework has been created calling for proposals to develop India's very own AI model. The minister also announced that an AI safety institution will be established. He highlighted the progress of the India AI mission, which has already far surpassed its initial graphics processing unit GPU target. The Election Commission today directed the Aam Aadmi Party convener Arvind Kejriwal to file a specific and pointed reply to its notice related to his allegations of poisoning Yamuna River by tomorrow morning. The commission in its letter to Mr. Kejriwal has asked him to submit his reply on his comments without mixing it with an ongoing long-standing and legally governed issue of increased levels of ammonia. The poll panel has sought to know what kind of poison was mixed by the Haryana government in the river, supporting evidence about quantity, nature, manner of detecting the poison which could have caused genocide. The Joint Parliamentary Committee on the Waqf Amendment Bill under the chairmanship of MP Jagdambika Pal submitted its report to Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla in the Parliament House today. The committee adopted a draft report on the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024 yesterday. The chairman of the 31-member panel, Jagdambika Pal, informed this while talking to media in New Delhi. He said the committee has adopted amendments on 14 clauses related to the bill. He highlighted that there are detailed deliberations on the bill in the last 6 months. The grateful nation is paying homage to Mahatma Gandhi on his 77th death anniversary and Martyrs' Day today. On the occasion, a Sarva Dharma Prarthana was organized at Rajghat, the Samadhi of Bapu in New Delhi this morning. President Draupadi Murmu laid a wreath at the Samadhi of Mahatma Gandhi in the national capital. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, Prime Minister Narendra Modi and leader of opposition Rahul Gandhi also paid floral tributes at the memorial of Mahatma Gandhi on the occasion. Union ministers Rajnath Singh, Manohar Lal, chiefs of all three services and the chief of defense staff were also present on the occasion, among others. The Uttar Pradesh government has extended the no-vehicle zone in the Mela area of Mahakumbh Prayagraj till 4th February. The decision was taken to ensure crowd and traffic management and the safety of the devotees. Talking to Akashvani News, Additional Superintendent of Police Traffic Prayagraj, Anshuman Mishra said that only essential services vehicle will be allowed entry in the Mela area. Our correspondent reports that after the incident in Sangam Ghat yesterday, which claimed 30 lives, the state government has taken several measures to ensure security of devotees. Meanwhile, State Chief Secretary Manoj Kumar Singh and DGP Prasant Kumar has reached Prayagraj to inspect the incident. That is all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.